squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped-up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Oh, we mentioned just a moment ago, no rest for the weary on the girls' side of the teams here in the Twin Valley League Tournament. No rest for the weary for us as well. As we go right back into action here, a few minutes away from tip-off of Troy and Axtell here in the Twin Valley League Tournament. This is on the guys' side. Axtell coming in 6-1 overall, 2-1 in league play. Their only loss was to undefeated Clifton Clyde earlier this season, 50-34. Have not played since January the 5th. Head coach by Jason Tynan. They are ranked 4th in 1A Division 2, averaging 62 points a game and giving up just 38, a 24-point swing there in point differential for the Axtell Eagles this season, being paced this year by none other than Mr. Brandon Schmelsley, averaging 15 points per game. For the Troy Trojans, they're 5-3, 3-1 in league play. They average giving up 17 turnovers a game, so ball handling will be key for Coach Jonathan Rodbelt's crew. They average 48 points a game while giving up 49, so a lot of close games for the Trojans this year. They made it to this point by knocking off host Onega in the opening round, 54-29. Again, I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by Chris Boswell and also Jared Sleppy on the site. And back in the studios, it's Mr. Kurt Kilman. And, Captain, it's your final game of the night. You've done very well so far today, but we keep it rolling here in the next coming days as midseason tournament coverage of the Twin Valley League Tournament is proudly presented by M&R Auto Parts of Frankfort, the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Highland Community College, and the Padilla State Bank. Baza, matchup of Twin Valley League rivals, and again, just on the guys' side, the 4-5 matchup, I look for this to be a lot similar to our 4-5 matchup we had just a moment ago.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great game. Axtell, they're just a very athletic basketball team, scoring 62 points a game. Troy, they got their work cut out for them a little bit. They're averaging 48 a game. Both these teams are explosive. They got really good athletes, but I'm curious to see if Troy can keep this game tight, if they can keep it close early and maybe force Axtell into some situations they're not comfortable with, then this game could be really close throughout.
Axtell will be moving right to left on your dial here in the first half, wearing their home white uniforms. Have Eli Brockstrom, a 6-foot junior, wearing number 10. Colin Shaughnessy, a 6-foot sophomore, number 23. Brandon Schmelzy, a 6'2 junior, wearing number 25. Grady Bussing, a 6'2 senior, wearing number 34. And Grant Bussing, a 6'2 senior, wearing number 45. Opening tip controlled by Axtell. We'll get you Troy starters here in just a moment.
2-3 zone by Troy to start things out. Axtell trying to get settled into their zone offense.
Troy starters tonight, senior Seth Judd, number 2. Nice entry down low quickly, though. Great find from Eli Brockstrom. He finds a big guy, Grant Bussing, down low for the opening basket. Also for Troy, Gannon Bowe, a 5'11 junior, wearing number 4. Caden Rosenberger, a sophomore, wearing number 12, will run the point tonight. As early turnover here on Troy, their first of the game. And the rounding out Troy's starters here tonight, Henry Giger, the sophomore wearing number 15. Nice entry again down low to Grant Bussing. He's got 4 to get this game started, not even a minute in. And finally, Jack Hartman, a 6'4 junior, wearing number 45.
Yeah, Axtell speeding things up right now. They put a little full-court man pressure just to keep that pace, that tempo, to their liking.
Top of the key right now is Giger, and loses it momentarily. Now Seth Judd, leading scorer for this Troy offense, averaging 9 points, 5 boards a game. Gets it now to Jack Hartman, a 6'4 junior at the high post. Here's a screen from Hartman. Judd's got it now on the right wing. Here's the Caden Rosenberger running the point tonight for Troy.
Really good defense by Axtell in this possession, and blocked shot right there. Great stop defensively.
Yeah, Schmelsley with a swat. Check that, Shaughnessy with a swat on Gannon Bowe. And then Axtell turns it over their first of the game.
Well, there's no question Axtell wants to get out and run. They had that turnover. They had guys streaking down the court. They just got a little too sped up that time.
Seth Judd, nice move in the lane. Off the window, no. Rebound ripped down by Grady Bussing. Up to Grant. Now in the corner it comes to Eli Brockstrom, but on the right wing. Near side on the left wing, it's Brandon Schmelsley.
Top of the key now, Shaughnessy. Swinging around the perimeter are the Eagles, looking for that open shot. Here's one straight away. Shaughnessy, a three is good. A great possession by Axtell against that zone. They didn't panic. They weren't in a hurry. They moved the ball side to side. Probably had 3 to 4 different side touches before the shot. Hartman with a nice Euro step. He averages just 6 a game, Boz, but the aggressiveness there gets the first basket for Troy. It's 7-2, Axtell. 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Smelsley, baseline drive, dishes underneath. Bussing, that's Grady, and he travels.
That was a good drive, baseline, good feed to the center of the post. When he caught it, he was just in a lot of traffic and shuffled his feet.
Freshman Wyatt Detweiler, 5'8" freshman, averaging 4 points, 4 boards a game, comes in and replaces Grant Bussing. So you go from 6'2 to 5'8". That's still the smaller lineup in here now. Man-to-man defense. Seth Judd with a left-handed dribble for Troy across the timeline now on the left wing. Swings it to the right wing, and that's Rosenberger. Now driving baseline, it's Geiger off the window. No, Hartman with the rebound. His putback is good, and the foul. Jack Hartman nearly has his per-game average here with just 3 minutes gone by.
Boy, offensive rebounds, they're huge. You get that extra possession. That time he's able to draw the foul, make the basket. Good play for Roy.
Hartman's a 64% foul shooter. No dribble or anything. Gets the ball from the official and puts it right up. Misses it. Quickly up the floor comes Axtell. Baseline drive. Pass deflected and on the deck. And I believe that Schmelzley was still on the boundary when he touched that one. So a turnover on the Eagles, their third. 7-4, 4:45 to go in this first frame. It was a 7-0 run to start for Axtell. Now a 4-0 run from Troy and full court pressure here by the Eagles. Well, Seth Judd's got some wheels, man.
Yeah, very, very fast.
Looking to push the basketball here. Gets a screen from Hartman. Pick and roll, but it was cut off there by Schmelzley. Now Geiger to the right wing. Now Gannett Bowe. That's what Coach Rodbell told me earlier today, was that Gannett Bowe has got to play big tonight. And Troy's going to get this win. Nice dish down to Geiger, who's fouled and the basket. Back-to-back possessions where Troy has gotten the basket and won. They're on a 6-0 run, looking to tie this game up. And that's the second foul quickly on Mr. Grady Bussing.
Yeah, really good at dribble penetration. You kick it to the open guy, get into the rim. And Troy doing a really nice job. Axel's pressuring them all over the court, but they're not letting them affect them offensively. They're still running what they want.
78% foul shooter this season. Makes it, does Henry Geiger. Just like that, Boz. We're tied.
Tie ball game.
7-7. Axtell with the basketball in the front court. Detweiler on the left wing. High floating pass to the top of the perimeter, and that's Brockstrom. Back to Detweiler. Now Wyatt takes one dribble into the lane and throws it away right to Seth Judd, but it's poked away by Smelsley. Heads up play there by Brandon. Now he's got it on the left wing. Top of the key to Brockstrom and back to Detweiler on the left wing. 1-3 has been made by Colin Shaughnessy. Kind of what you're going to have to do to get Troy out of the zone, huh?
Yeah, well, actually right now they're a little stagnant. They got 3 guards out. They got a high post, low post, but there's not any movement. There's no cutters. There's no making the defense stretch. They're just kind of passing the ball around the perimeter.
Detweiler entry pass to Grant Bussing was off the knee of Jack Hartman. It'll stay Axtell basketball underneath their basket. 3:35 to go in the first quarter, tied at 7. Schmelzley caught in the corner, gets help from Eli Brockstrom. Now top of the key, Shaughnessy's already hit 1-3. It's the second one on the way. No. Rebound tapped around and Seth Judd with the basketball looking to run. Quickly up the floor it comes. It's Rosenberger outside to Bowe. They slow it down into the corner. Head faking it's Geiger. And wow, Henry Geiger able to slip that one through. He's quickly got 5 in the first lead for Troy. It's 9-7.
Yeah, great dribble drive to the baseline. Defense come over. Help side was right there, but he was able to take it up strong and get the finish.
Axtell was up 7-0. Now it's a 9-0 run here for Troy. Brockstrom spots up for 3. No. Rebound by Bussing. His putback. No. Tipped out, though, by Schmelzley. Now Shaughnessy. His follow is no good, but he's fouled. Offensive opportunities here for Axtell early. They're dominating the glass.
Just extra possessions. They're crashing the boards, and it's tougher when they're
when you're playing a zone defense, it's really hard to go find somebody and box out. Axel's taking advantage of that right now. Shaughnessy's first free throw is good. Colin is a 75% foul shooter. He's the second best foul shooter on this team next to Wyatt Detweiler, but Detweiler's only shot 4 free throws all year.
Yeah.
Second toss is good. He's got 5, and we're tied at 9. 2 lead changes, 2 ties, 2:52 to go in the first frame. Bo with the basketball gets a screen. Pass deflected and taken away. Second turnover on Troy. Wyatt Whistler into the game now for the first time for the Trojans. Here's Schmelzley, a little 6-foot pop shot. No. Rebound fought for, and a foul will be called, I believe, on Seth Judd. It'll be his first. Team's second. Schmelzley to trigger here for Axel underneath their basket. Tied at 9. 2:37 to go in this first quarter, and the entry pass was too hot.
Yeah, a little high, a little hot.
Turnover number 4.
Grant Bussing just not able to handle that one. Those are kind of things that drive you a little bit crazy. It's off an inbounds pass. Just give him a catchable ball.
Grant Bussing plays offensive lineman for their football team, and Brandon Schmelzley knows how to throw the rock.
A little bit.
Whistler sets a screen for Judd. Kicked it out in the corner. Bo, he drives baseline. Floater is bouncing around and down.
Oh, floater.
His first basket, and now it's an 11-2 run for Troy, who leads 11-9.
You know, I talked about keeping this game close. Axel came out, threw the first punch. Troy reacted beautifully. Now they're in control.
Shaughnessy answers with his second three of the game. Now 12-11. That's our third lead change here early on in this one. Judd quickly at the floor, throws it away. Turnover number 3 on Troy, and then now Shaughnessy throws it away. Shot up, missed on the attack by Geiger, and Shaughnessy will pick up the personal.
Fast-paced game right now.
Your breath.
Turnover, steal. They're almost a little too sped up. Once they get those turnovers, you want to take advantage of those opportunities.
They call that foul on the floor on Shaughnessy. 13th foul, and going out of the game will be Caden Rosenberger. Into the game for the first time is Kasten Jasper, freshman for the Trojans. Bo to trigger, it's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Troy. 5 turnovers on Axel, 3 on Troy here in the early going. Bo to trigger again. He gets it in this time to Henry Geiger. It's knocked out of his hands again. Brandon Schmelzley, quick hands.
That's a tough spot, too, because you're right in front of the bench. We talked about this old gym. There's only a couple feet between the out-of-bounds and the bench player. So when you're an offensive player, it feels like the world's collapsing on you right there when you're on the sideline.
No doubt. Here's Jasper. Into the corner it goes. Again, and Bo picks up his dribble, needs help, gets Wyatt Whistler now. Lost his dribble. His pass deflected. Back cut that time. Unable to get it to him, but Bo still puts it home. Gannon Bowe with 4, and another lead change. It's now 13-12, but Shaughnessy, you can't leave him open, Boz. His third three of the game.
Yeah, you cannot leave him open. He's hot right now. He's feeling it. Always have to account for him on the floor.
5th lead change. It's 15-13, Axel. Back cut. Whistler throws it up, hoping for a prayer to be answered, and it wasn't. Here comes Detweiler and the Eagles. Shaughnessy, right wing, and he travels. 6 turnover on the Eagles, but man, the pace of this game.
Yeah, they're getting up and down the floor. I know Axel likes to run a lot. Troy feels, I don't know for certain, but they don't feel uncomfortable playing fast.
Now Gavin Shaughnessy checks in for the first time for Axel. Giving a breather to Wyatt Detweiler. Seth Judd with the dribble for Troy. Gets a screen from Wyatt Whistler. Into the corner it goes. That's Jasper. Dribbles between the legs. He's got some sweet kicks.
Yeah, he does.
Nice back cut, Gannon Bowe. Maybe got away with the travel. Top of the key. Jasper, check out Judd, a 3. Seth Judd is 8-3 of the year, and it's 16-15. 6 lead change. Troy now in front by 1. Oh, that was a backcourt violation.
Yeah, I think he thought, Eli Brockstrom thought it was tipped, so he really lackadaisically went after that ball, stepped into the backcourt, and that's a violation
and
of the turnover.
It was tipped, but he grabbed it. On the front court.
Yeah, he stepped right
backwards
over.
And 7th turnover on Axel. 16-15 Troy. 30 seconds to go in this first frame. Fireworks at the beginning, my friend.
Yeah, this is a heck of a ball game. Again, I feel like this is just back and forth. Both teams doing really good things.
Wyatt Whistler gives it off now to Henry Geiger. Geiger dribbles between the lane. Into the corner. Jasper, he'll fire a 3. That's short.
Rebound ripped down by Gavin Shaughnessy. 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Rockstrom up the court. Now Schmelzy, 5 seconds to go. Top of the key. Shaughnessy over to Collins. Shaughnessy, he'll fire at the buzzer. In and out.
Oh, it looked good.
16-15, Troy leading Axel in this 4-5 matchup. Back and forth, there were 6 lead changes. We got a 1 minute break. Come back for second quarter action here from Onega, here on the MSU Sports Radio Network coverage of the Twin Valley League midseason tournament.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Good Valley League Tournament here on 92.1 KMZA is exclusively presented by the SBS Insurance Group, Wanklin Oil Company, First National Bank in Frankfort, B&B Buildings, BB Brothers, Contracting, Blue Valley Technologies, Cook & Company, Hilltop Creations, Helena Agri Systems, Onega Pharmacy, and Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Jake and Boz and Jared hanging out with you here in Onega. Kurt back in the studios. A phenomenal 16-15 first quarter went the way of the Trojans. Quickly in the lane, Troy with the basketball. It's Gannett Bell, misses shot, gets his own rebound, and puts it back up and through.
Yeah, great job on the glass. He didn't give up. Missed the first shot, stuck with it, was able to get the second.
18-15 now. Lead is for Troy, their largest of the game. 6 first quarter lead changes. We had Boz, just 2 ties. And Detweiler slips. Oh, man. Rides his feet, gets called for the travel, and frustration overload there. Good composure to hang on to that basketball because I thought I was going to go in the third row.
Really good possession, though, by Troy defensively. Still in that 2-3 zone, but, man, they're hustling. Great closeouts. No matter where the ball's at, they got somebody closing out hard.
Jasper running the point now for Troy. It's a reset of your lineup here as Seth Judd, Caston Jasper, also Henry Geiger, Jack Hartman back in the game, a kickball. Session stays with Troy. And Gannett Bowe for the Trojans. For Axel, newly checked in for the first time, Dalton Heinen in the game with Wyatt Detweiler, Eli Brockstrom, Colin Shaughnessy, and Brandon Schmelzley. Troy with the basketball. Gannett Bowe picks up his dribble. Outside, Geiger will try a deep straightaway three. It's good.
No hesitation there. He liked that shot. Able to knock it down.
He has just 3 threes coming into this contest, shooting just 17% on the year. 21-15, largest lead for the Trojans, now at 6. 6:40 to go in the opening half. Detweiler, top of the key to Brockstrom. Staying in the zone defense are the Trojans. They've been here most of the game.
Yeah, they've been in the zone the whole time. And the thing with the zone, they're hustling just crazy hard to all the closeouts.
Shot slightly rejected there by Gannett Bowe as Dalton Heinen couldn't get it to drop. Now Judd looks to push for Troy. We got a spark plug like Seth Judd able to move the ball up the floor quickly. Doesn't allow that defense to get set up.
But he's a really good point guard. Great handles. I just want to say that he gets a little lazy on the pass, gets a steal.
Or turnover on Troy, and Eli Brockstrom goes coast to coast. Lays it in for his first basket of the game. It's 21-17, and now a turnover on the Trojans as a trap came, and Schmelzley Brockstrom swallow up Gannon Bowe. He elevates. Comes back down with the basketball. That's a turnover.
Yep.
Number 5.
And one thing that I think will help Axtell, we've seen it when they, how they can have success. What they're doing against this zone, they've got a 3-guard front, one at the point, 2 on the wings, high post, low post. They get complacent, though, and they just move the ball around the perimeter. I think if they can get some backside flashes to the bucket, that'll help spread out this zone from Troy.
Entry pass from Shaughnessy to Schmelzley was too hot. That's now 9 turnovers on Axtell here in the first half. Full court pressure here by the Eagles. Troy, that's Gannett Bowe with the basketball in the backcourt. Trap comes, gets it to Hartman, but they got to get it across the timeline, and he does. Jack,
Nearly loses the handle on it. Gets it to Bo. In the corner it comes to Kasten Jasper. Elevates down low to Hartman. His shot, no, but he's fouled. That's going to be on Grant Bussing. And keep in mind, Grady Bussing picked up his second foul with about 7 minutes to go, or excuse me, about 5 minutes to go in that first quarter. Hasn't played since.
Yeah, my guess is we'll see him maybe here in a couple minutes in the second quarter. But just two fouls. A lot of times coaches will put him back, get him some minutes in the second, see if they can get through without picking up that third.
Hartman makes the first. Second is short. Rebound fought for, and Grant Bussing comes away with it. 1 for 3 from the line now is Jack Hartman on the night. He's just a 64% foul shooter, and a sloppy pass here by Axel, their 10th turnover of the game. Lowe's got it. Now to Hartman, left lane line drive, scoop shot, too strong. Rebound by Schmelzley. Here come the Eagles, looking to fly up the court. Into the corner it comes. Colin Shaughnessy's got 3 threes. This one's partially blocked. Now an outlet quickly up the floor, and a travel by Henry Geiger. He got a little excited. What do you call out when you want a quick outlet? Is there a phrase you usually use when you were coaching?
Quick outlet? Yeah, we're always looking for deep outlets.
That was a deep outlet pass, just a turnover, though. Axel quickly up the floor now. It's Grant Bussing, his 6th point of the game. Stymies a run for Troy. It's now 22-19. Trojans with the lead, down to 3. Judd pulls up from 10 on the baseline.
Smooth jumper, a little quick dribble with left hand, pull-up jump. We don't see that mid-range game enough here as high school kids. They're either shooting threes or getting all the way to the rim.
Now 4 Trojans with at least 5 points here in this first half. Axel with the basketball. Wyatt Detweiler bounced past the right wing. That's to Brockstrom. Now Wyatt will fade away 3, and he knew it as soon as he shot it. Missed it to the left. Rebound ripped down by Kasten Jasper, freshman guard for the Trojans.
Oh, yeah.
Colin Shaughnessy saw an opportunity to go get the steal, and he made a little too much contact with Jasper, and that's Shaughnessy's 2nd foul.
Kasten Jasper, good handles. He lost the handle briefly, and Axel thought they could get the steal, but went right through him to get it.
30-second timeout by Axel. 24-19 Troy. 4:15 to go in the opening half. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Gansaland Radio.
Back out of the timeout of Coach Jason Tynan for Axel. 24-19, Troy leading Axel here with 4:15 to go in the opening half, and a Trojan team that's really kind of resurged after being down early 7-0.
Yeah, Axel just comes out to start the game with a ton of energy, and Troy weathered that storm. They took the blow, and now they're just really in control right now.
In a bone with the basketball, caught in the corner. Great defense here by Wyatt Detweiler. He needs some help and just chucks it across the court to Kasten Jasper. Jasper spins and travels with it.
Yeah, Jasper, last couple times he's had the ball, he's just doing a little bit too much. He's putting the ball on the floor, a lot of dribbling. He's kind of lost the handle the last couple times.
For the Eagles, it's Gavin Shaughnessy out on the floor with Wyatt Detweiler, Eli Brockstrom, Brandon Schmelzley, and Colin Shaughnessy. For Troy, it's Seth Judd, Kasten Jasper with Jack Hartman, Gannon Bowe, and Caden Rosenberger. Axel with the basketball, down by 5, 3:30 to go in the opening half. Into the short corner is Schmelzy, nice cut by Detweiler, elevates, now kicks it out, wide open 3 by Gavin Shaughnessy, no good, rebound ripped down by Jack Hartman. Hartman averages 6 points and 5 boards a game. He's got 6 points, and I bet he's got 3 boards here early on.
Yeah, he's having a nice first half in this ball game.
Jasper, kind of a crossover fadeaway 3, left too far to the right. Rebound ripped down by Brockstrom, and here comes Axel.
And the zone for Troy has been really effective, just keeping Axel out of rhythm. They're not giving up any real easy looks. They did, you know, give up those threes early on, but since then they've really tightened it up.
Detweiler has his pocket pick, but able to collect it, gives it to Brockstrom, and Eli, right wing 3, too strong.
Rebound by Bo on the backside. Two very veteran coaches battling here tonight. Jonathan Rodvelt of Troy and Jason Tynan have been doing it a long time at Axtell. Know each other very well, and we knew this 4-5 matchup would be really, really good, and it's living up to its bidding so far.
Yeah, it is. I like what Axel's trying to pressure everything. They're trying to make Troy uncomfortable, get him out of their set. Troy's doing a really nice job of staying under control. Again, right when I say that,
yeah.
Turnover, layup.
Brockstrom in. Second run out layup opportunity off two steals. Turnover on Troy, now number 7 in the game. 24-21, 2:10 to go here in this first half. In the short corner, it's Rosenberg, top of the key now to Seth Judd. He resets offense as we go under 2 minutes to go in the half. 3-point advantage for Troy. Bo spins, goes into the lane, and a carry. Turnover now number 8 on the Trojans.
Yeah, turnover's starting to mound up just a little bit for Troy. And I was saying Troy was doing a good job of getting into their sets and running their offense. Last 2 or 3 possessions, they're just a little out of control.
Henry Geiger checks in for the Trojans. Give it a little bit more size on the floor as he replaces Kasten Jasper. Now Detweiler to the right wing. Into the short corner to Schmelzley. Now Detweiler swings it left wing to Brockstrom. Quick passes around this zone, really making the defense work. Here's a deflection and a foul on Caden Rosenberg. He tries to go through Wyatt Detweiler to get that basketball.
Yeah, actually, they're trying to work the corners a little bit. They're trying to find some people in the short corner. I think the big key for Axel, weak side flashes to the ball side. The middle of the zone is wide open when they put somebody in the short corner.
Coach Boz is going crazy up here, folks. I can see his hands are, he's pointing where to go.
Right there.
Nice flash in the middle. It's Detweiler. Swatted away, though, by Hartman. Quick outlet to Seth Judd, who needs help. Gets it to Gannon Bowe, who brings it across the timeline slowly. Now Hartman at the high post. Sets a screen. Bo needs help. Kicks into the corner to Geiger. Henry pulled from about 27 earlier. This time he throws it away. Turnover number 9 now on Troy. 10 on Axel.
Both these teams are playing fast. They're a really high level, high speed, but they're just a little too sped up. You don't want 10 turnovers in the first half if you're either one of these coaches.
Meemaw Central in the fourth quarter is leading Hiawatha 39-37. Tight ball game going on over there in the Thunder Classic. Earlier tonight, Marysville defeated Jackson Heights 48-36, and St. Mary's defeated Holton 69-53. Here it's 24-21, Troy leading Axel. A turnover on the Eagles, now number 11.
And one thing coaches talk about a lot with their teams is paint touches. And against this zone, if Axel can get more paint touches, they're going
to
like that.
Coach Rodvelt wants to talk things over. 30-second break. We're back after this. 24-21, Troy. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Friends and neighbors, live easier through many financial services provided by the Bendina State Bank. They're your community-minded local bank, delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Bendina State Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
AMZA. 24-21, Troy leading Axel. 52 seconds to go in the opening half. Out of the coach, Rodvelt timeout will be Troy basketball. Full court pressure being applied here by Axel. So the 16-15 into the first quarter, Troy with a 1-point advantage. Pretty even second frame as well. Great matchup between these two.
A full court zone, 1-2-2 trap by Axel. Just trying to speed him up out of the timeout. They get the turnover. It wasn't the front court, but...
It was in the front court,
or in the front court,
yeah.
Excuse me.
Little carry there by Gannon Bowe. But Axel, when they need to turn up the pressure, they've done just that. And one thing is, they're not getting anything on the offensive side because of the zone defense by Troy.
Yeah, they've been a little stymied by this zone. Troy's doing a really nice job. They're just so quick on their closeouts. They're doing a nice job of getting deflections and making Axel throw over the top.
Top of the key, 3 on the way by Brockstrom, and 2 strong. Rebound ripped out by Schmelzley. Kept alive with 23 seconds to go in the half. Wyatt Detweiler drives in the lane, needs some nice cut by Collins, shot as he can't get it to drop.
Really good find that time by Detweiler.
Up the court quickly, 12 seconds to go, out of control, the charge here by Seth Judd is drawn
by Gavin Shaughnessy. Seth Judd is a full head of steam on him, and he had his mind made up. He was going to get to the rim. Problem was there was an actual player set there for quite a while before he got there. So it was 24-19 with about 4 minutes to go in this game. 24-21, 10 seconds to go in this opening half. 5 seconds in the corner. Three on the way by Gavin Shaughnessy. In and out. Rebound tapped around. Bodies hit the deck. Troy comes away with the rebound, and we reached halftime. Troy, 24. Axtell, 21. An 8-6 defensive battle second quarter. We got the Highland Community College halftime report coming at you next here on 92.1 FM's coverage of the Twin Valley League midseason tournament, proudly presented by M&R Auto Parts, the Farmer State Bank of Onega, Highland Community College, the Medina State Banks, SBS Insurance Agencies, Wanklin Oil Company, the First National Bank in Frankfort, B&D Buildings, BB Brothers Contracting, Blue Valley Technologies, Cook & Company, Hilltop Creations, Helena Agri Systems, Elmer's Repair in Centralia, and the Onega Pharmacy. We're back after this timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
48-36. And back here at Onega, it's halftime of the Twin Valley League midseason tournament quarterfinal matchup, the 4 versus the 5. Troy, the 5 seed, leading the 4 seeded Axtell Eagles 24-21. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz here on a Wednesday evening. We said it earlier, I'll say it again. It's not Friday.
No.
It's not the scoreboard show.
Nope.
Basketball, it's the midseason tournament time. The MSC Sports Radio Network's got you covered. Go to MSCSports.net. Jared Sleppy done a great job keeping you up to date with what tournaments are going on, what schools are playing when, and what coverage options you have. going on tonight over on KNZA 103.9 and on the Hiawatha, Holton, and Cobra channels. The Thunder Classic earlier this evening, St. Mary's took down Holton 69-53. Marysville took out Jackson Heights 48-36. And last check, Nemaha Central leading Hiawatha in the fourth quarter 39-37. Those are boys' scores from earlier on tonight. Earlier here tonight, we had Frankfort and Hanover in the girls' matchup, and Hanover, the 5-seed, number 2-ranked team in 1A-D2, takes down the 4th-ranked team 1A-D1, the 4-seed Frankfort Wildcats 46-39. And earlier on 92.1 KMZA, you heard from Jared Sleppy as Donovan West, Mustangs, both guys and girls. The girls took down Blue Valley. They will face Centralia tomorrow. And on the guys, Donovan West took out Washington County. They will also face Centralia tomorrow in the quarterfinal round on that side. Well, Bonds, the first half, 24-21, 7-0 start for Axel. Troy answered on a 9-0 run, and we've been back and forth since.
Yeah, we thought this game, this is what it was going to be like, back and forth, two high-energy teams getting after it here in the first half. When you kind of start looking at the statistics and the shot chart, there's one couple things that really stand out to me. Axel right now, they're 3 of 11 from beyond the arc. They're getting a lot of good looks against this zone. They're just not able to convert at a high rate. They're shooting 27% from three-point line. On the flip side, they're 45% in the paint. They're 5 of 11, so they're having some success. That's what you get when you're playing a zone. You're going to get some open looks outside on the perimeter, but as the zone stretches, you're going to get some open looks inside. So overall, Axel shooting 36% from the field. The flip side, Troy, they've only taken 4 threes in this ballgame. They've been very selective. They're 50%. They knocked down 2 of them. They missed 2 of them. So not a bad deal for Troy beyond the arc. They're having success in the paint with dribble penetration, finding open cutters inside the paint. They're shooting 57% inside the three, 50% outside, 55% for the ball game so far, 10 of 18. The other difference I'm looking at, really, kind of when you look at all the statistics, offensive rebounds, pretty even. Axel's got 3, Troy's got 2. Defensive rebounds, Axel with 6, Troy with 5. Axel's got 12 turnovers, Troy's got 11. There's nothing really that stands out where there's a big swing one way or the other. That's why the score is 24-21. Heck of a ball game.
No doubt. Free throws, 2 for 2. Axel, 2 for 4 for Troy.
Yeah.
So unlike what we saw earlier tonight in the girls' matchup, nobody really dominating on the free throws as well. The only big difference on these two teams, Axel's got 2 guys. I wouldn't call it foul trouble anymore since we made it to the second half. But Colin Shaughnessy and Grady Busing each with 2 fouls. Seth Judd for Troy with 2 fouls, but 3 team fouls in the first half for Troy, 5 in the first half for Axel. Neither team came close to shooting free throws because of penalty in that instance, and so definitely a clean game.
Yeah.
And aside from the turnovers, but again, this is a Troy team coming into this contest. They give up 17 turnovers a game. They had 11 in the first half. They're well on their way to doing what they do on a game-by-game average. What's saving Troy, and I think what's allowed them to get into this lead of a 3-point advantage right now is strictly the fact that their defense is playing so well.
Yeah, their zone defense is really stymied Axel. And again, I don't know that I should characterize it that way. Axel's getting shots. But the pressure that Troy is putting on them with that zone, a lot of times when you play a zone as an offensive player, you have wide open looks. That isn't the case tonight. Axel, they've got good looks, but they're contested. Troy's got guys closing out full speed as fast as they can, really good form and what they need to do fundamentally on the closeout. So even though they're open looks, they still got a hand up. They still have, it's being contested. They're just not able to shoot the ball real well in that first half.
24-21, Troy with a 3-point lead. Second half action up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You've been listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Report.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Second half action about to get underway, and we're getting excited here in Onega. It's a 4-5 matchup. Troy and Axel, Jake and Boz, Jared, Kurt, all with you here for this Twin Valley League midseason tournament, and it's underway here in the guys' quarterfinal round here of the second half. Troy leading Axel 24-21. Axel with the basketball now moving left to right across your dial in their home whites. Coach Jason Tynan, what adjustments, Boz, did he need to make heading into this second half as they start the second half with a turnover?
I wasn't even really. I was looking at my stat sheet. What did you say?
All right. This is similar to a scoreboard show, so I'm not saying that much.
I don't listen.
What adjustments, Coach Boz, do you make, and if you're Coach Tynan and Axel?
Well, they've got to continue to put pressure on Troy. They got to force them out of their offense and not wide open shots, which Troy just got one there, and they knocked down the three.
Yikes. Henry Geiger from deep range got the friendly bounce, his second triple of the game. It's 27-21. Now Axel trying to answer Colin Shaughnessy. Nice scoop shot, baseline drive. He's got 13 in the game.
I think that's what, Axel, they need to do. They got to get more paint touches. They need to attack that zone, attack the gap.
Our first half statistics, we had Colin Shaughnessy with 11. Here's a turnover on Troy's Seth Judd. 12 points for Shaughnessy, 6 for Grant Bussing, and 4 for Eli Brockstrom. That was it in the first half for Axel. For Troy, they had four players with at least 5 points. Hartman with 5, Bo with 6, 5 for Seth Judd, and then Henry Geiger had that 9 in the first, or check out 8 in the first half. A missed shot by Axel and a run-out opportunity for Troy. Knocked out of bounds by Schmelzley.
It was actually, Troy had the turnover there. They got a little sloppy with the ball trying to throw some skip passes. Brandon Schmelzley can jump, but I don't know that LeBron could have got that lob across the paint.
Troy with the basketball. We'll reset your lineup now as Caden Rosenberger, Gannon Bowe, Jack Hartman, Seth Judd, and Henry Geiger, the starting five for the Trojans. For the first time since a long time ago, we're getting to see Grady Bussing in the game for Axel as Geiger misses a three, and Colin Shaughnessy with the basketball. It's Shaughnessy, Brandon Schmelzley alongside Eli Brockstrom, Grant, and Grady Bussing. Colin Shaughnessy to the right wing, Eli Brockstrom back to Shaughnessy between the rings.
Grady Bussing, skip pass now. Schmelzy, we haven't seen Brandon Schmelzy really put up any shots in this game.
Yeah, the zone has really frustrated Axel in general, but Schmelzy, they know he's a player. They got to get out and make sure you account for him all the time. So he's been a little bit frustrated and handcuffed here in the first half.
He averages 15 points a game. We're in second half action. 6:01 to go in the third frame. Timeout, Axel. 27-23. 1 minute timeout. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, Jake and Boz, Jared and Kurt back in the studio, 27-23. Troy leading Axel out of the Axel timeout. Troy with the basketball. Here's Henry Geiger. Kicks it out, set shot. Wide open three off the back heel, no. Rebound ripped down by big Grant Bussing down low. Up the court, Schmelzy throws it off the foot of Caden Rosenberger. It'll stay Axel basketball, but 27-23. Each team's made one basket here in the second half. The difference is that I feel still that Axel cannot figure out this zone defense of Troy.
Yeah, they tried to run a little high-low there. It was open, but the pass was just a little too low, and it gets stolen away by Troy.
And then Troy gives it right back. Because one thing Axel does do very well, Boz, is no matter what the circumstance is, where you're at on the floor, they're able to jump into a pressure situation defensively almost instantaneously.
Yeah, they are very good at pressure no matter where it's at. Made basket, missed basket. They're going to find their guys and get on them right away.
Colin Shaughnessy already has three threes. That one's missed. Here's Schmelzy. His putback is good. And Brandon, finally in the score column, his first points of the game. Boz averages 15 a game.
Yeah, I'd look for Schmelzy to get going here in the second half. You know, a lot of times really good players, good scorers, they might go quiet for a little while, but they don't disappear. He's gonna have a good second half.
Just a 42% foul shooter on the year, though. And one free throw on the way. Short. Rebound to Jack Hartman, who just picked up his second foul. Troy looking to run. Here's Seth Judd to the rack. Layup, no. Hartman with the putback. Still no. Fight for it on the deck. And a foul, no. A jump ball will be called. Possession will stay with Troy.
Boy, I love it, Seth Judd. The point guard, the little guy, taking it strong to the rim. Couldn't finish on it, but a lot of contact there at the rim.
Troy to trigger it in here underneath their own basket. Geiger on the block, nearly steps out of bounds, but able to bank it home. Geiger having himself a ball game, Boz. He averages just 6 points a game. He's got 13.
Really nice job. He caught the ball on the baseline, spin dribble back to the middle, soft touch off the glass.
Shot on the way, missed, and then a travel on Jack Hartman. Turnover again on the Trojans, and 29-25, 4:55 to go here in this third frame.
Yeah, these possessions here in the second half, they're going to start to add up, and Troy has some issues sometimes with turnovers. They've got 13, 14 on the game so far.
Schmelzy, top of the key to Colin Shaughnessy, now right wing Broxman. Down low it goes to Grady Grant Bussing. Shaughnessy, high post action, nice inside out, right wing three from Eli Broxman, kisses it home.
I told you, Eli Broxman, he's going to get his points. Good shot that time from the perimeter.
7 points now for him. It's 29-28. Getting close to a tie or another lead change. We had six lead changes in the first quarter, but since then, it's been all Troy in the lead. Have not had a tie or a lead change since. That's a double dribble. And he knew it, right? Judd.
He dribbled in the lane, picked it up, spun around, couldn't find anybody, and put it back on the deck. Tried to get away with it, but officials all over that one. He kind of just got stuck, kind of lost where he was at, put the ball on the floor again. 4:15 to go in the third. 29-25, Axel. For all these issues they've been having, not getting the ball to drop through the hoop, Bob, they could take a lead with a basket here.
Yeah, they could. And what you're seeing right now is just got the turnover, but they were starting to get some good action with the inside-out play.
Into the game, Wyatt Detweiler now for Axel. Seth Judd brings it across the timeline to Jack Hartman, who's extended around the perimeter, begging for Bo to move, and he's wide open on the baseline. Boy, when Jack Hartman barks at you, you better do what he says, because he'll lead you wide open.
As you can say, Hartman was saying, run the offense. They get the flex cut, wide open underneath shot for go. Or Logan. Brandon. Gannon, Bo.
You got it. Logan Sandman into the game for the first time, and Eli Brostrom, he started to heat up, Oz.
Yeah, I told you. You know, these guys, these good scorers, you're not going to keep them down the whole game.
13 points a game on average. He's got six straight now. Nice deflection by Brandon Schmelzley. His turnover. We're tied at 31. Sean, is he trying to get the lead? And he does. Seventh lead change. It's now 33-31, Axel.
Yeah, this is where you can see momentum start to swing. Axel's really kicking up the pressure. They get a foul that time. But this is the tempo that Axel wants.
Big foul here, the third on Colin Shaughnessy of Axel. So Troy to trigger it in from basically half court on the side. Seth Judd will trigger, needs help, and Bo has it poked away. Colin Shaughnessy lays it in. Shaughnessy by himself is going on a run. Another turnover by Troy. Layup by Detweiler is missed. Bo's got it up the court quickly to Jack Hartman. Nice dish to Whistler. Layup swatted away by Schmelzley. And a tie-up, and hitting the deck hard is Jack Hartman. And his arm is he's holding his elbow for a second, and I think we've got a timeout on the floor, and we do. Moments ago, Boz, it was 31-28. Now it's 35-31 Eagles. 30-second timeout, 2:48 to go in the third. We're back in 30 to Onega.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Back here in Onega, and a 4-5 matchup that is just phenomenal. 35-31, Axel now leading Troy. They're on a 14-7 run in this third quarter to have a four-point advantage. 2:45 to go in the third frame. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Jared's here as well, and Kirk Killen back in the studios. TVL doesn't get much better than what we've seen this game and the game prior.
Yeah, so what if you do if you're Axel, you're not shooting the ball well, you're struggling against the zone? Okay, that's fine. Let's get out in transition. Let's get some easy buckets, and that's what they're doing.
Nice high-low action. Logan Sandman, a freshman, with an easy deuce, and now full-court pressure being applied by the Eagles. They lead by six. Their largest lead in the game was seven. Hartman's caught in the backcourt. Baseball pass up the timeline to Henry Geiger. He banks it nearly home, but he's fouled. Personal foul is on Eli Brockstrom of Axtell. And all this hustle and bustle, all this quick pace, just the third combined foul in 6 minutes of action here in the third.
Yeah, normally when teams are pressing, they're playing full court pressure, you're going to see more fouls just because they're more aggressive. But that hasn't been the case. Axel does a nice job of pressuring without fouling.
Best free throw shooter on the team is Henry Geiger. He misses the first. Second one on the way. That one's good. 2 for 3 from the line tonight now is Geiger. He's got 14. 37-32. Axel with the lead in the basketball. Wyatt Detweiler, Brandon Schmelzley, Eli Brockstrom in the game as well with Logan Sandman and Gavin Shaughnessy. Detweiler in the corner, down low to Sandman. Now crisscross over to Brockstrom, top of the key, they swing it around. Detweiler, nice flash to the high post. It's Brockstrom for Schmelzley, his shot too strong. Hartman with the rebound, and they're looking to push, and
think Judd smartly this time backs it back in.
Yeah, that's a good point guard. Understanding the situation, Axel's trying to speed things up. Let's not do what they want. Let's back it up. Let's run some offense.
Man-to-man defense here by Axel. The kick ball by Wyatt Detweiler.
Well, I don't think I'm really impressed. Seth Judd, the point guard for Troy. I don't think most people know how difficult it is to handle the ball 98% of the time during this game against the pressure that Axel's putting on you. He's done a really, really good job getting into the offense, getting things set up.
Seth Judd triggers into Gannon Bowe. Back to Judd now. Man-to-man defense for Axel. Top of the key. Here's Gannon Bowe. A straightaway three. No, but a foul. Prior to the shot, we got a moving screen. No, a foul on Axel. I believe it's on Gavin Shaughnessy.
Set play off the sideline inbounds. They ran a little elevator screen for Gannon Bowe. Means you got two guys sitting between the free throw line, three-point line, top of the key. Axel tried to just bowl their way through the screen. They get called for the foul.
Third team foul. Here's an entry to Seth Judd in the front court still. It's a screen from Hartman. And a carry here by Seth Judd. Turnover number 20 now on Troy. In the first half, what they have?
11 in the first half.
Now nine here in the second. Under a minute to go in the third frame, 37-32 Axel, and now they're being real patient on the offensive side. Into the corner. Brockstrom has had two threes in the third frame. This one too strong, but a backside rebound by Gavin Shaughnessy. Into the lane, Detweiler. Oh, tried to Patrick Mahomes it right there. A little no-look pass.
Yeah, a little no-look shovel pass, but his teammate had moved and was not in the same spot.
Big game coming up on Sunday for old Patty Mahomes.
It's
pretty big. We'll talk about that in detail on Friday night.
That's right.
Scoreboard show. Entry pass is Troy with the basketball. Down by five. 40 seconds to go in the third, and Wyatt Whistler's caught. Needs help. Taken away by Brandon Schmelzing. He's fouled by Seth Judd. That's Judd's third. And Brandon Schmelzing, just an athlete.
Yeah, I mean, he's not scoring, not having a great night scoring, but he does so many other things. He's a great defender. That time he shoots through the passing lane, gets the steal. His defensive effort can make up for a poor shooting night.
So Judd with three fouls. He's the first player on Troy with three personals.
I really feel like Axel, they're kind of figuring this zone out a little bit. They're attacking the high post. They're looking for high-low. They're getting a lot more opportunities because of those paint touches.
Schmelzley with the entry pass from Detweiler, and he's fouled by Wyatt Whistler, his first. 22 seconds to go in the frame. 37-32, Axel with the lead and the basketball. Schmelzley in the corner. Rockstrom now 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Detweiler, left wing. Now Colin Shaughnessy says, oh, put it up. Hits it. It's 40-32 now with that triple. 2 seconds to go in the quarter. A three at the buzzer. No good. We've reached the end of the third frame. Axel leads 40-32. A 16-11. Third frame goes the way. That math is wrong on collective. 1 minute timeout. We come back. You're 2 Onega on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
KMZA.
Fourth quarter action about to get underway. 40-32 Axel, outscoring Troy 19-8 in that third frame to grab this 8-point advantage. I'm Jake, that's Chris. And Jared. Oh, wow. You said, am I in trouble? Yeah, I guess so. Kurt back in the studio. That's Boz. That's all we know him as. Here on the broadcast, Troy with the basketball down by 8. And you got Rosenberger with
Geiger. Geiger goes baseline, slips it off the glass. No, Hartman with the rebound, put back, no, but he's fouled. So it's Geiger, Hartman, Bo, Judd, and Rosenberg for Troy. For Axel, it's the group that's really gotten this game clicking for them right now.
Yeah, a lot of times with a coach, you're trying to find what group on the floor is going to give you the best result. You know, you can have different combinations, but once you find that combination, you want to ride that wave for a while, and that's what Axel did second half of the third quarter.
Hartman goes 1-for-2 from the line. So that crew that we're talking about for Axel, Logan Sandman, well as Colin Shaughnessy, Brandon Schmelsley, Eli Brockstrom, and Grant Bussing. Here's a great attack by Brockstrom, but he's cut off and fouled by Jack Hartman. Hartman picks up his third. Brockstrom goes to the line where he's a 58% foul shooter, has not attempted one tonight. First one is good. And Brockstrom has really came on here in this second half. Two big threes in that third quarter really sparked this Axel team.
Yeah, he's being a little more assertive, a little. Not like you want to be selfish, but you do. Once you make a shot, you kind of want to get things going, and he's just been more aggressive offensively.
That's 4 points at the half. He's got 12 in the game now. Jasper in the game now for Troy. Dribble handoff to Seth Judd. Hartman, nice kick in the corner. Gannon Bowe with three on the way. Air ball on the backside, but rebounded by Geiger. Kept alive to Seth Judd. Now Jasper, a left corner three is good. Gaston Jasper's first points of the game. And maybe that's the spark this Trojan team's looking for now, down by six.
Boy, did you hear Coach Rodveld? He was standing maybe 15 feet away from him, and he said, get it, shoot it, let's go. And he knocked it down, super confident with that shot.
Schmelz, a nice head fake at the high post, attacks Hartman, and he takes an extra step. Turnover now number 18 on Axel. 20 turnovers for Troy.
Yeah, in that third quarter, Axel, I thought, did a really nice job of being patient against the zone. Working the high post, looking for high-low opportunities, got some backside cutters. That's what they need to do to stay successful.
50-50 ball won by Axel. The turnover, and Sandman banks it home. He's got 4 points off the bench for the Eagles. Another turnover for Troy, number 21, and points off of it. Here's another turnover. Kept alive, though, and turned over back to Troy. Bell to the rack. He's fouled. Man, body's flying.
I think I got smoke coming out of my pen right here, trying to write steal, turnover, steal, bucket, final shot. These guys are just flat getting after it.
But Axel now with 19 turnovers in the game. Troy with 22. Gannon Bowe to the line to shoot two. First one crawls over the front of the rim. He's trying to get the double figures with his second free throw. Just a 56% foul shooter on the year. That foul was on Logan Sandman. Second toss is true. He's in double figures with 10. The six-point lead for the Eagles with the basketball, 6:30 to go in this one. Winner will move on to face either Clifton Clyde or Frankfurt, which was tied last we checked, going on in the other gym. Nice find backside. Bank shot missed, though. Wide open was Grant Bussing. Gets his own rebound. Collects it. Gets it to Sandman. Now outside to Eli Brockstrom, who resets offense. Here's Schmelsley at the high post. Nice swing to the corner. Colin Shaughnessy a three. That's short. Rebound collected by Seth Judd. And quickly into pressure comes Axel Eagles. And a foul will be assessed.
A couple things to think about here. There's 6 minutes left in this ball game, but Troy's been in a zone the entire ball game. At some point, you kind of have to figure out, if you're Coach Rodveld, how long can you stay in that zone and allow Axel to move the ball around and take time off the clock.
Number 9, Frankfurt right now leading by 1 over Clifton Clyde. That's a 9-1 matchup. Frankfurt, the 9th seed, with 90 seconds to go. And you say 5-second count, or do you say stepping over the line?
Yeah, I don't know what that call was.
Jack
there.
Hartman was trying to trigger in the basketball for Troy, and they didn't give a 5-second count.
Yeah, the official kind of pointed down to the line like he stepped across the line, but typically in these small gyms, they give you a little leeway there because there just isn't much room before the bleachers.
Nevertheless, it's a turnover on Troy, now 23 in the game. So Axel with the basketball.
Troy staying in that zone. Nice find down low. Bank shot is through for Grady Bussing, his first basket of the game.
That's the high-low that Axel's really been intent on getting in the second half. It's paid dividends for him.
Yanibo beats the pressure up the court. Here's Geiger. He's got 16 in the game. It's still a six-point game.
Both these teams, it's impressive to me. They're just really good in transition. They make the right decision, the right pass at the right time.
Top of the key, Colin Shaughnessy now on the right wing. Patience from this Axel offense. And again, I'm going to say it again. Logan Sandman came off the bench, and here's a jump ball. Possession will go to Troy. No, check that. Stay with Axel. But Logan Sandman, Boz, is a freshman that came in this third quarter, and it's just been a spark for this Axel team.
Yeah, he's done a really nice job. And, you know, the thing is, when you're a freshman, you come into a ball game. I don't know how much he's played this season, but the pace of varsity basketball, obviously he's a good player because he's on the court, but sometimes they tend to come in and get antsy. They turn the ball over. They try to do too much. He's done a really good job staying within his role.
Nice find out to Schmelzley, who banks it in on the inbounds. Brandon just with 4 points in the game, but a big bucket there extends the lead up to 8. Full court pressure is broken by Troy, and Geiger gives it out to Bowe. He lays it up. No. Rebound by Schmelzley. And here come the Eagles, up by 8, 4:40 to go in this fourth quarter. Colin Shaughnessy drives in the lane, gets away with a lock, and no, he doesn't.
Call it. Yeah, that was a little late whistle. Yeah, definitely a travel, but again, 4:35 left in the ballgame, Axel's up by 8, I just pull that thing out, and at some point you got to force Troy to come out of this zone.
48-40, 4.5 to go in this one. 20th turnover on Axel, 23 for Troy. Here's Bowe, baseline drive. Nice find to Geiger, but through his hands. Down the corner goes to Bowe, and his pass, trying to find a cutting Geiger, is too strong. Turnover number 24.
And here's something to think about, too. I've talked about this over the years. Teams that pressure and press and play full speed, full court, they're not necessarily looking for turnovers and steals and layups. They're looking to wear their opponent down. I think that's what we're seeing right now. Troy, they're just giving everything they can to withstand the pressure from Axel. Now the turnovers are starting to mount up.
Rockstrom in a corner three is too strong, but off the hands of Jack Hartman for Troy, it'll stay with Axel. 4:04 to go in this one, and Axel leads 48-40. A dominant third quarter has got us to where we're at, and Axel's just continued here in this fourth frame. 19-8 in that third frame, and now it's even 8-8 here in the fourth quarter. But really just Axel finding their groove in that third frame is really causing the difference. And what an attack! Grady Bussing, nice entry, and he had his defender sealed up. He's got 4. Quickly up the floor, and Hartman's shot rejected by Schmelzley, and then he travels with it. 21 turnovers.
Yeah, it's funny because teams that do play fast, if you're the coach, you know, if you're Coach Steinen, you can live with some turnovers.
Sure.
You are playing at a much faster pace. This is kind of where it starts to get on your nerves a little bit. Like, hey, we got an 8-point, 10-point lead now, 3:45 left. Let's slow down. Take care of the ball. Value those possessions.
50-40, 3:45 to go. Here's Geiger. Turnaround Jay from 8 foot. Too strong. Rebound ripped down by Brockstrom. Hartman picks him up in the backcourt. Up the court to Wyatt Detweiler. Now top of the key to Brockstrom. Gavin Shaughnessy thought about a three, but smartly works offense here. You're working clock at this point, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to stay in that zone, you can move the ball around the perimeter, make that defense stretch, and then you can look at your high-low stuff, but it's okay to burn some time right now.
3:15 to go. This is where that shot clock potentially could be coming in, but
that's going to be an interesting deal. Next year, when they bring the shot clock, you don't have the opportunity just to sit there and move the ball around. But right when we were talking about that, Troy came out of the zone, in the man, Axel turns it over right away.
Detweiler throws it away. Turnover number 22. We got a timeout. It's a 60-second break, 50-40, Axel leading Troy, 3:13 to go in this one. Back after 1 minute to Onega, you're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
SBS Insurance.
save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
KMZA.
And back here at Onega, it's 50-40, Axtell leading Troy. Quarterfinal matchup between the 4-5s here in this one. Jake and Boz hanging out with you. Jared's here as well. And Captain Kirk Kilman back in the studios. Out of the Axtell timeout, Troy triggers it in, and Brockstrom picks up a personal foul as Gannon Bowe was trying to turn it up. That's a turn it up field, up court.
Up court, yep. Not a bad play by Brockstrom. Slow down the fast break, get the foul. Now they have to reset their offense.
Fourth team foul, just a second on him, but every foul from here on out against Axtell, 3:12 to go, puts Troy at the line for two. Here's Hartman to trigger it, and he gets it in to Seth Judd. Troy down by 10. You kind of got to get moving here as we approach the three-minute mark, don't you?
Yeah, a little urgency right now from Troy. They need to either attack off the dribble, which we see right there.
Hartman fade away from 10, no, rebound, ripped down by Wyatt Detweiler, 5'8", guard, freshman for Axtell, and down low, quickly taking it home is Grady Busson. I saw you cringe when he threw that pass, but it paid dividends, now a 12-point lead.
Hey, the freshman Wyatt Detweiler, he's got no fear, didn't even think about it, made a post-entry pass, tough, tough pass. Fortunately, it resulted in 2 points for Axtell.
That was a one-handed pass.
Yeah.
He's got some skill. Here's Judd, a little up and under move. Can't get that one to drop, and it's the largest lead of the game for Axtell at 52-40 with 2:20 to go in this one. Foul here by Jack Hartman, and that's number 4 on Big Jack. Just a second team foul here in the frame. Roy's got two more fouls to give. At what point do you start trying to extend this game out? Is it 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go in this one?
Yeah, you need to start getting some fouls if you're Troy right now. You got to find a way to stop the clock, and you can't let them get into the paint like they did there.
Elsley misses the shot, though. Rebound ripped down here by Kasten Jasper. Kasten to Geiger. He'll fire from 28 feet, and that one draws iron but goes out of play. 1:52 to go. Back in the game for Axtell, Dalton Heinen. Final score from the other gym. What a game. Clifton Clyde hits two free throws with 18 seconds left to upend nine-seeded Frankfurt, who tried to get the upset. 52-51.
And what a ball game.
Clifton Clyde awaits the winner of this one. Turnover by Axtell. Up the court quickly. Here's Geiger. Left-handed bank shot is good. 23 turnovers on Axtell. Geiger leading the way here for Troy tonight. Boz, he's got 18.
Yeah, he's having a really good night. Teammates have done a good job of finding him when he's open and available, and he's done a really good job of finishing. That was a tough finish at the rim. A lot of contact. His shot was contested, but he's able to finish it.
Geiger picks up his first personal. 1:28 to go in this one. It's a 10-point ball game. Axtell with the lead. Schmelzley to trigger, and taken away by Seth Judd. Here come the Trojans. Seth, right lane line, layup miss, but he's fouled by Brockstrom, and that's his third. Once again, the speed of Mr. Seth Judd.
Oh, he's super quick. Really good guard. I don't have a...
He doesn't have a height.
Doesn't have a height. I would say he's maybe...
I mean, he has a height. We just don't have a...
We don't know it. I'd say he's 5'7", maybe. We're looking from way up above, though, so could be wrong.
True. First toss, no good. He's a 56% foul shooter, his first free throw of the night. And with that foul, it's the 10th or 15th foul. So every foul on Axtell here on out. Troy to the line for two. Misses the second as well. There's Sandman with the rebound. Outlet to Detweiler. Head fakes. Bank shot is good. Run out opportunity.
Yeah, smart play by Detweiler. He gives a little shot fake and finishes.
Troy quickly comes up and answers with a Jack Hartman layup. 1:11 to go in this one. 54-44. Timeout, Troy. We're back in 1 minute here on the MSG Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Onega, it's the quarterfinal matchup here, the 4-5 seed, Axtell and Troy. And out of the timeout, Jack Hartman has fouled out of this game as he picks up his fifth personal foul. 107 to go here in this one. 54-44, Axtell leading Troy. And Wyatt Whistler will have to check back in to replace Hartman, whose game ends with 8 points on the night. Above his season average, really couldn't get going for that Troy Trojan junior. So Axel with the basketball, up by 10 with a minute to go now, and a foul will be called here on Seth Judd, who picked up his fourth, and that is the 15th foul. So going to the line will be Logan Sandman.
Yeah, smart play by Troy. I mean, they're just trying to stop the clock, extend the game. Hopefully for them, Axel misses some free throws, and they're able to come down and convert on their end.
Sandman, just a 30% foul shooter, misses the first, has one more upcoming. Again, the winner of this game will take on top-seeded Clifton Clyde, who squeaked by Frankfort 52-51 in their quarterfinal game. Second free throw is good, 55-44. Seth Judd quickly up to Whistler. His shot banked off the window. No good, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot a pair. 55 seconds, all that remain here. First one is good from Whistler. He gets his name in the scorebook tonight. Grant Bussing out, Grady Bussing back in for the Eagles. Second one off the mark. Rebound ripped down by Schmelzley. Stuck in the backcourt, and Trojans try to foul, but doesn't matter. Seth Judd takes it away. Turnover number 25 on Axel. Here's Bo, 44 seconds. They got to get a shot quick to the Trojans. Here's Jasper, fires a three.
It's in.
Timeout, Troy.
Well, you never know. There's still 38 seconds left in this ball game. If Troy can get a quick steal, quick foul, Axel misses some free throws, an opportunity for them to get right back in this.
7-point game, 38 seconds remaining, 55-48. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings, or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
38 seconds left out of the Coach Rodville timeout. Troy just hit a three with Kasten Jasper, his second of the game. Axel with the basketball, triggering it into the backcourt. Up by seven, the midcourt line, and a foul will be called. Landon Sandman, and that's who you want going to the line if you're Troy.
Yeah.
Sandman, just a 30% foul shooter, 1-for-2 so far tonight.
That foul called on Kasten Jasper is first. It's a two-shot foul. No more one-and-ones in high school. Salmon's first free throw is good. What did I tell you about Mr. Salmon a little bit ago? He's a spark plug off the bench. He's played in all seven games for the Eagles this year. Makes both of them.
Confident free throws there.
Makes it a nine-point game. Troy's got to hurry if they want to keep this game at a possibility mark. Here's a deep 30-foot three. It's the top of the backboard. Rebound cleared by Axel. Detweiler, he's fouled immediately by Geiger with 21 seconds to go.
Yeah, that was a long, long three. It was deep, almost out by the logo. But Troy, desperation mode, trying to get a shot off. And Axel, their man-to-man pressure is still really, really good. It's hard to find any space to get those shots off.
Detweiler, best free throw shooter on the team, an 85% clip this season. First one is good. Wyatt filling the shoes of a number 12. That was the last name of Detweiler from Axel for 4 years on the court. Doing it pretty well. Makes both free throws. Now 59-48, an 11-point game. And all that matters, or all that's going to yet to be determined in this one, Boz, is the final score. 15 seconds remaining. Quarter three from Jasper. He hits another one. That kid can shoot. Well, when Jasper's your last name, you're pretty decent at basketball.
Oh, yeah.
And a foul will be called here with just 5 seconds remaining. You got a dad and an uncle that are pretty keen with the sport.
Yeah, he's got a nice shot, quick release, and, you know, that's a young man. He's a freshman. A couple freshmen with Detweiler and Jasper. It's going to be fun to watch these guys the next several years.
Back to Wyatt to the line to shoot two. He was fouled by Gannon Bowe. First one, rattles home. Got five in the game now, does Wyatt Detweiler.
I mean, Troy's done everything they can. They've gotten quick fouls, extended the game, but Axel doing a nice job of converting at the foul line, keeping this game at arm's length.
Second one missed. Whistler with the rebound. Just 3 seconds left. Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Troy. 2.5 seconds remaining. Axel will move on to take on Clifton Clyde, and Bonds will be a rematch. Axel lost one game this year. That was to Clifton Clyde, 50-34 earlier this season.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Here's Jasper, a heave, and that looks online. But the final score is 60 for Axel, 51 for Troy. The Eagles fly high over the Trojans tonight. We got to recap everything from tonight's action here. 60-51, your final score. The Eagles move on to take on Clifton Clyde. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate.
We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors.
We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts.
Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
A battle of two halves here tonight as it's the Axtell Eagles defeating Troy Trojans 60-51 here in our nightcap in the guys' contest here as the 4-5 matchup goes the way of the 4 seed. The Eagles now 7-1 overall, and they will take on Clifton Clyde in the semifinals later on this week here in the Twin Valley League midseason tournament. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Jared Sleppy hanging out with us as well. Kirk Kilman doing a great job back in the studios. And Boz, again, tale of two halves, a third quarter that Axtell really, Coach Jason Tynan made some very deliberate changes in their approach, and they executed to a high level, extended or got their lead for the first time in a long time, outscoring Troy 19-8 in the third quarter, and then outscoring them 20-19 in the fourth frame. But man, we really saw fireworks in that third frame from the Eagle team.
Yeah, it just took Axtell just a little bit of time to get going. And we talked about this in the pregame. They haven't played a game since January 5th. And they've got 12 days off. And that's difficult coming back from break and getting back in school, all the weather, all that kind of stuff. So the first half, I really thought Axtell just took them a little bit to shake the rust off. They had 15 in the first, 6 in the second. Then second half, the rust was gone. They put 19 up in the third and 20 in the fourth, 39 points alone in the second half. And Axtell's a machine. They impose their will. They want to play fast. They want to pressure full court. They mixed it up, full court man, 1-2-2 zone trap. Then they drop back into just half court intense man-to-man defense. And Troy did a really good job of handling that in the first half. Second half, I think they started to get a little bit too sped up. They let Axtell affect what they were doing offensively. And Axtell's a really good team. But you know what? I was impressed with Troy, though. It's against a team like that, you gotta handle the runs. You know, when they pressure you, they smack you in the face, you've got to keep your composure and keep doing the things you want to do. And they just got away from that a little bit in the second half.
Final statistics tonight, as we continue on here in our Beadors Real Estate postgame show. We'll get those final statistics to you momentarily. We got to take our final timeout of the night. We'll also pick our Farmer State Bank of Onego player to bank on. It's all coming up next. Stick around. One more timeout here on 92.1 FM's coverage of the Twin Valley League midseason tournament after this.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
And back here one final time to Onega as it's the Twin Valley League midseason tournament. And this tournament coverage is exclusively presented by M&R Auto Parts of Frankfort, Farmer State Bank in Onega, Highland Community College, the Bendina State Banks, SBS Insurance Agencies across Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, Wanklin, Oil Company, First National Bank of Frankfort, B&D Buildings, BB Brothers Contractors, Blue Valley Technologies, Cook and Company, Hilltop Creations in Seneca, Helena Agri Systems, Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Check out their filter sale and the Onega Pharmacy. Make sure you go get a cherry limeade.
Yeah, if it was open, I'd be swinging by on the way out.
They say it's better than Sonic's.
Yeah?
You'll never go back. I can attest. I think it is better than Sonic's.
All right.
Not just because my cousin runs it, owns it.
Okay.
Not just because they're an exclusive sponsor. Because it is legit, and it's a homemade soda.
All right.
And, it's great stuff. So make sure you stop in. If you say that Jake and Boz sent you, you'll get a discount. So go to the Onega Pharmacy as you're coming to Onega this week for this tournament and get you a cherry limeade. We promise you the final statistics. Final score tonight, once again, Axel 60, Troy 51. By the way, these two teams met in the quarterfinals last year, Boz, and that was a 53-45 win by Axel then. An 8-point win then, 9-point win this year. You know, Axel, they mainstayed, man. 62 points a game is what they averaged. They scored 60. The defensive side, a little bit different tonight.
Yeah.
They give up 38 a game. Tonight they give up 51.
I think the big story in this game was first half was back and forth. Both teams really playing well. Second half, the difference, Axel figured out the zone. They were a little more patient. They didn't settle for long threes. Got to look at some of the statistics. Axel was 10 of 14 in the paint in the second half.
That's impressive.
As opposed to the first half where they took the majority of their shots from beyond the arc.
Yeah.
So against that zone, they figured it out. They worked the high post. The high-low game was very effective for them. Not to take anything away from Troy's zone. That's a really good zone defense, the way they move, they rotate, they close out. They do a lot of really good things on that zone defense, but Axel just a little too much, kind of figured it out and was able to pull away.
Other scores from around the area before we get into our final stats and our player to bank on tonight. Nemaha Central holds off Hiawatha in the Thunder Classic, 49-45. Great game there. And Rossville all over Oskaloosa tonight in guys' action over the Oski Invitational, 71-38. How about this score, Boz? Perry the Compton takes down ACCHS, 81-17.
And that's a big number there, right? ACCHS,
crazy.
Yeah, that's a tough night.
Big time. All right, our final stats here tonight. Troy, we'll start with them on the losing end of things tonight. 50% from the foul line, 7 for 14. Made 3 three-pointers, 24 turnovers tonight, 15 team fouls on the evening. They were led, though, in the game by Henry Geiger, who had 18 points on the night. Young man, Boz, that averages just 6. He got 3 times his season average tonight. Great night for him. Gannon Bowe got in double figures with 10. Caston Jasper had 3 threes in the fourth quarter. He had 9. Death Judd finished his night with 5 for Troy. Jack Hartman fouled out with about a minute and a half to go in the game. He ended his night with 8 points to round out Troy's scoring. Wyatt Whistler had 1 free throw on the night. Leading the way for Axel tonight, Colin Shaughnessy at 13 points per game on average tonight, 15, including 3 three-pointers on the game tonight. Eli Brockstrom had 12, including 2 triples, 8 of his 12 in the second half. And this is a stat that really sticks out to me. Six different players had at least 5 points for Axel tonight.
Yep. They spread the ball around, and they do a really good job of finding open players no matter who they are, no matter where they're at. That's why they're able to get all those guys scoring the ball.
Schmelzley finished with 5, 6 for Grady Bussing, 6 for Grant Bussing, 7 for Logan Salmon off the bench. I thought he was a massive difference maker tonight for Axel off the bench. And then Wyatt Detweiler with 5 points as well on the night. Farmer State Bank player to bank on tonight, presented by the Farmer State Bank in Onega. Modern banking with timeless values in downtown Onega. Colin Shaughnessy, he was the mainstay for the Eagles tonight, especially in that first half when Troy really was getting after it. Troy, massive run of 9-0 and leading 24-21 at halftime. Colin Shaughnessy, the reason why they were still hanging around. Second half, balance started to flow in for Axel, but Colin Shaughnessy tonight, 15 points, 3 triples. Your Farmer State Bank of Onega player to bank on. Well, Boz, that's going to do it for us here tonight. Schlepp, you've got some more action tomorrow night, my friend.
Looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun, a lot of great matchups, and, should be a lot of fun.
You got Clifton Clyde girls taking on Hanover on Friday. Tomorrow action, though, you got...
At Centralia, boys and girls.
There you
Donovan
go.
West, boys and girls.
That's what I needed to find here.
That's going to be... And it's very interesting that both of them shook out that way. I mean, it was a big win for the Donovan West boys over Washington County. They already played earlier in the season. They play again, and different result this time.
Yeah, D-U-S girls taking on Centralia girls. That was one that we talked to Coach Perry Smith last Friday, and he said that it's kind of crazy that, you know, we're the sixth seed in this tournament, going to take on Centralia. They're in the same sub-state as well. So.
And then Lynn is the 10th seed on the girls' side, and they're ranked in 182.
True.
It's absurd.
And they're going to take on Valley Heights tomorrow on the girls' side. Go to MSDSports.net. Schlepp's done a great job keeping everything up to date on that. We got coverage of a lot of different games around the area, whether it's the Thunder Classic, Oskaloosa Tournament, or here in Onega. MSDSports.net, the only choice in your local area here. We cover Northeast Kansas sports unlike anybody else. For Chris Boswell, for Jared Sleppy, for Kurt Killen, this is Jake Spaulding. Thanks so much for tuning in. You've been listening to High School Basketball Twin Valley League Midseason Tournament here on 92.1 FM KMZA Seneca.